Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I like the quick turnaround for John. We're about 8 weeks removed from the New Year's weekend fight, and John just continued to peak and evolve and grow, which is so cool. Coming off that camp, he just couldn't wait to get back in the gym. So line him up. All 2019. Whoever's next, Anthony Smith, you're next. All right, cool. Let's go.
Going into this fight, March 2nd, this will be my 13th world title. And it means a lot to me. You know, I set out to be the most dominant mixed martial arts fighter of all time. And this is a big step on the journey in that direction.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for a great camp. Thank you for your great energy and great vibes within the circle. Thank you for being with the coaches, being with John. For victory. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Victory.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I'm not a real game planning coach. I think I want to work on my students' tools and skills. Of course, there's specific things that we know, that Tyron is very explosive and fast, and again, he's very experienced. At the end of the day, it's about you, how you feel and how strong you are at the moment that you have to do it, the right moment, and win that belt.
This is just keep the workout in, keep the metabolism going, keep that weight coming down. That's the fight now. Keep that weight.
When you immigrate here, you immigrate for a better life and a better situation. So you hear a lot of Africans, a lot of Nigerians especially, in medical fields. And so, yeah, initially I was like, okay, I'm gonna be a doctor. And wrestling didn't come along until high school. So I go to college, pre-professional biology, I'm gonna go into med school after. And 2 years into that, you know what? I'm gonna win a national title.
Nice.
And I did. Next thing you know, I'm training for the Olympics, and then it kind of boiled over into MMA, and I've just been on the roller coaster.
It's the heat. It's the heat.
Give me a seat. Give me a spin. Give me a spin. Give me a sprint. Ooh, okay, we got a front runner. I love it. All right, go try the next one. I love it. Woo! We're here to pick out fight night outfit for her. This is gonna be her first fight, watching me live. So, yeah, we wanna pick out something a little special for her. Cause this is gonna be a memorable moment. Woo! I love it. That's a short one. Ooh, I love it. Give me some. I've always had mixed feelings about having my child see me do that. I mean, even though she watches me do it all the time at practice, and she's been coming to the gym with me ever since she was 6 months old, but she's never been in an atmosphere to where it's 18,000 screaming fans all around her, and it's her daddy that's in there. So I want her to remember it forever.
That one's cute with the wings on the back.
Yeah. Let me see it, baby. Ooh. Give me the model walk, okay? Let me see. All right. All right, you can go try the next one.
What's up? Time to get that work, no days off. What's up, coach?
Jones, doing good.
What's up, baby? Dream, baby. Tonight, it's Sunday night, and we're getting ready to hit it. Probably do about 8 rounds of mitt work, something light, you know, just keep the body moving.
I've been extremely inactive. over the last several years, and I really appreciate all the fans that stuck by me. And I feel like me fighting a lot in 2019 will be making up for lost time. Kind of rewarding my fans for their unwavering loyalty.
Victory at three. One, two, three.
Victory! Victory!
Yeah, I came from Nebraska, and we're in the middle of a blizzard. We got like 10 inches of snow, and one day it was nuts. So it's freezing, and the roads are covered in snow and ice, and so it's much nicer here, that's for sure. I've never been to New York before. I've been all over the world, all over the country, and never been to New York. The media stuff like this doesn't really bother me. The work's already done. I'm not one of those guys who, I don't really need to be super focused 24/7. Like, I'm always zeroed in, you know? It doesn't take my focus away, and I don't lay in bed and think about it every night. Man, I just deal with what's in front of me. I genuinely believe that John beats a lot of people before they leave the locker room. You know, John is almost like a snake charmer a little bit. He lulls people in, and he forces people to watch him, and people are waiting on him, and you just can't fight him like that. You got to bring the fight to John. And I think that's what it comes down to. John is a great martial artist, but I'm a way better fighter. And I'm going to force John to fight. There's the horn. Yes! I was going to be so mad if we made it all the way here and no one honked at us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We are ready to knock out another interview. They're taking bets on how long I could keep my energy up and grind through these interviews, but I tell them, man, I go all day.
Boom, there you go. Kamaru, the Nigerian Nightmare, Usman fighting this Saturday, March 2nd against Tyrone Woodley. You guys already had a little fireworks at the presser. Yeah. You guys had some words. How was that?
This is the fight he didn't want.
He didn't want this
fight. He didn't want this fight. Let's be honest. I fight inside the cage. If you watch my fights, like, how often do you see him kick, or have you ever seen him throw a head kick? It's gonna be, I'm gonna back up. If you make me scared, I'm gonna throw this haymaker at you. You know, like, that's what he's banking on. So I have way more into the arsenal, and one thing, you never see me get tired. All right, guys, thank you.
Oh, man. Respect, brother. Best of luck to you,
family. Appreciate it. Yes.
When you win this title, I'm gonna smash
you. Okay. No. Habib.
I'm coming to
welterweight. When I win this title, don't look me in the eyes. You look down. You look down when you see me.
Nah, is it dangerous in there at night?
He's safe.
Is he safe?
Yeah. You can even drive to the park at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Really?
You will see people jogging and running and bicycles and so on and so on.
Oh, shit.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It never stops.
Never.
There it is.
Look at that. This is sweet. Let's walk up these stairs, huh?
Pop him up.
Look at that.
She is.
Signal of freedom, huh?
No water, bro.
It's insane. Small town, Nebraska, to New York City. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen the Statue of Liberty, man. It's wild. It's iconic, you know? Some Statue of Liberty for the win.
Woo! New York, New York!
As far as finding a weakness, when you look at Woodley, did you see any holes there? Because the last time somebody was really able to work him over was Nate Marquardt, like a fucking decade ago.
I know he's tough. I know he's good everywhere. But I'm going in there to test his heart. We've seen his heart tested it, and we've seen him break. So I'm going in, I'm gonna push those buttons. And right now, I don't think anybody does that better than I do. I believe in the division right now. I'm a fucking problem when it comes to mixing it all. Getting you to think about this while doing this. Think about that while doing that. I think I do that better than anybody. I'm gonna push those buttons and we're gonna see who breaks first.
Oh, it's fucking Lionheart! Yeah. Give me some Lionheart! Give me some, man. Good to see you.
Is Matt Serra a fan of Lionheart? Can you not tell?
I'm a big fan. I mean, let's not play favorites. I'm just excited. This is an underdog table right here. This should be no pressure. I mean, really, you should be whistling to the cage.
Yeah, no one expects shit from me. I'm just John Jones's next victim, you know, to the majority of the world. But I was just telling the people earlier, like, I feel like a criminal. Like I know something that no one else knows, and I'm gonna roll in and steal some shit from Vegas and then leave.
Do you think that John is underestimating you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about this. How many times have you guys heard me say that I'm taking John Jones seriously? I don't have to say it.
Right.
You know, so on 4 or 5 different occasions, he's had to say it over and over and over again without being asked. No one's asking John if he's taking me seriously at all. I don't know why. I don't know if he's trying to convince me or convince himself, but I don't think that his arrogance and his confidence will let him see a valid threat.
How long have you guys been training together?
17 or 18.
Long time.
At Missouri, yeah. Because you guys are 2 years apart, right?
Yeah. We have much of a choice. You know, it was either we could just run away and try to pick easy partners to train and wrestle with, but we decided to wrestle each other every day because I felt like we, you know, sharpened each other.
Let me take you back to 2008. He's in Beijing, the Olympics. What did you think?
Now, wrestling NCAA and winning NCAA title, yeah, that's great, and that's the goal. But when you make it to the Olympic Games, that's better than winning an NCAA title. When you're one of a million that can make it to the Olympics, like, finally one of us cracked through. So he was carrying the banner for us.
You know, I think one of the most interesting things about you, Ben, is that you come over here in an unprecedented manner. What was your involvement?
No, almost none.
Really?
They called me one day, not the UFC, Chatri from the other organization, and he called. He said, hey, what if we traded you? You can do that? You know, I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm good. Trade me. And then he called me 2 weeks later. He goes, hey, you're traded. I said, come on, stop bullshitting. And he said, no, you're traded. And then I couldn't sleep till like 2 o'clock in the morning because I was so excited. So, yeah, it blew my mind. I didn't know it could happen. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Tyrone, you've had a few exchanges with Usman, and you know, now he's saying that you're not focusing on those fight. Too many other things going around. What's your reaction when you hear
fighters? I love it. Because you're going to get his ass whooped on Saturday thinking that. He says a lot of stuff, and sometimes when people talk too much, they're trying to reassure themselves. Hey, you haven't heard me talk about Usman. I just wanted Usman to tell me how he's going to beat me. Because as I laid out before, Dong Young Kim was a judo master that can also strike. Thompson was knocking every. Robert Whittaker fell victim to. A lot of guys did. And I don't have to talk a lot because I've done it already. I've done it, and I'm not going to stop doing it. And he just has not shown me that he provides the recipe or the cure to beating me that everybody else supposedly had.
With our sumo squats, 8 reps, okay? Here we go. Nice and slow. Ready? Down, pull your hips down to the ground, chest up, head up. Now we're going to that column drop. So go down.
My final strength and conditioning for this camp. My weight's low. I have absolutely no injuries. Cardio's great. These guys have been pushing me to the limit for a while now, and they allow me to win fights in the championship rounds. And I'm really grateful for the program that I'm a part of.
There you go.
Anthony Smith's saying, you know, he's a better fighter, but I'm a better martial artist. That makes absolutely zero sense. One thing I know about myself is if you back me into a corner, you're gonna force me to bite you.
Good. Put a seat on it right here. Good. Breathe and relax, get the heart rate down.
Just because I'm more technical doesn't mean that I can't fight you at a faster pace. He's reaching.
Watch out, coach. You got danger zone.
And go. the hips. Cool yourself down.
I expect him to say smarter things than opponents in the past, but I read through the bullshit.
You feel that altitude right away up here. He eats with you.
This place gives me a lot of strength. Right now we're here on the Sandia Mountains. There's something real special about Albuquerque Desert. The animals that survive here in Albuquerque, just like the people, are just adorable. You know, used to making something out of nothing. Look at these deer.
Bro, I didn't realize how close deers will allow you to get.
I would imagine he's the alpha. He's the only one with horns on his head. This is it right here, man. The beautiful Burque. This place has produced a lot of great champions. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of expectation. You know, with me, not only people expect me to win, but they expect me to win impressively. And so I'm setting out to be the greatest fighter in martial arts history, and I'm the guy to do it. I'm not lucky to be in this position. I've earned being in this position. This is the lane that I was born for, the fast lane.
The hard fights.
It's what I was born for, and I believe it. Nothing else in life I'm supposed to be doing, but what I'm getting ready to do on March 2nd, and still.